like a celebration, doesn't it? Well, it's like this. We've all been singing and playing for Victor Records, and much as we have enjoyed the work, we have always felt a little bit cramped for elbow room, so to speak. In other words, we could get just so much on a record, and then we simply had to stop. But here's something new that the RCA Victor people have developed. A long-playing record that can hold an entire vaudeville act, or even a symphony, plus a wonderful new instrument to play it on. And now, boys, now what'll we give the folks first?
Let's hear the gay caballero, Frank.
How about the golf song, Frank? Donald the Dove.
Well, just coax me a little, and I might sing both of them. I am the gay caballero, coming from Rio de Janeiro, with nice oily hair and full of hot air. I am a bull-throwing hero. I'm seeking a fair señorita, not thin and yet not too much meaty. I'll woo her a while in my Argentine style. I'll carry her off of a fiesta. I swore I'd win the señorita. I wooed her upon the sofita. Then her husband walked in. What he did was a sin. I can still hear the birds sing tweet tweet. Now I am a sad caballero, returning to Rio de Janeiro, minus my hair, a bruise here and there, for her husband he chewed off my ear. Thank you very much. Oh, listen to the tale of a stalwart male who lost his well-known nanny. Donald was his name, and golf was the game that made him gray as his granny. He practiced much, but his style was such that his handicap stayed at 30. All the words he'd used when the ball he bruised were nothing else than dirty. In the locker room every night, he'd sing of his awful plight. Oh, the dirty little pill went rolling down the hill and rolled right into a bunker. From there to the green I took 13, and then by gosh I sunk her. I've wrecked more ground than Columbus found, and the guy that I am after is the crazy Scot who invented this plot that's robbed all the world of laughter.
Four.
Oh, gee, it's a grand and glorious feeling when you don't have to worry about how long the record is. Hey, who's fiddling with that baby grand? Oh, Victor. Not an advertisement, ladies and gentlemen. I was calling Victor Arden. I do believe that he and Phil Oman are warming up for a session. Yes, sir, here they go with Wedding of the Painted Doll. Do those boys play a mean piano? You know, folks, what we like about these long Victor records is that you feel you can give everything you've got without watching the clock. Am I right, boys?
Righto, Frank. We fairly revel in that feeling.
Oh, revelers, are you? Well, then suppose you let us hear a little revelry.
Here we go.
Stop, look, and listen while I tell you something new about the woman who lived in the shoe. Shoo, shoo. The woman in the shoe had a family that always kept her life in a jamboree. She couldn't keep them all looking nifty. There were just 53. She had to feed them all every single day.
And there were many times when she couldn't pay. She surely felt blue in a broken down shoe. She really didn't know just what to do. One day a fairy prince went a-traveling and saw the poor girl didn't have a thing. He raised his magic wand and from an empty pond made a gay place of a gray place. But she was filled with love and merry laughter, and everyone is happy ever after. Instead of feeling blue, just a big smile grew on a happy old woman in a shoe.
And this old lady had a big dumb boy. His name was Yuba.
All Havana loves this funny looking booba, who plays the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. He's getting wealthy, strong and hardy, thanks to plenty good Bacardi.
And he's oompa oompa oompa.
Oh, he knocked a boopa doopa for a loopa.
Oomp,
oomp. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. They love his oompa 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 oompa.
Oh, fine, fine. All right. Well, there's lots of time yet, folks. Just keep your seats and we will listen to Nat Shilkert strike up the band for a while. What do you say, Nat? That's what I call sweet music, Nat. I get goose pimples when I hear music like that. I've always felt that nothing in the world could equal the musical quality of Victor records, and now with the effortless convenience of the long record and the splendid new instrument that plays it, you have a combination that is unbeatable for real enjoyment. Am I right? Right. Now turn the record over and we'll give you another surprise.